Bonjour, welcome to the History of German Dance. This is informative programming about etiquette, respect, what you're going to probably see at a powwow, from the different type of dances to the songs, and basically what you're going to see on the powwow trail. Powwow trail being that there's a local circuit which people follow. That is called the Powell Trail. There's also a tri-state Powell circuit. There's also a bigger circuit, which is travels the United States and Canada. Those Powells are usually the contest Powells. Very, very beautiful dances. And this is a little bit of insight about what you're probably going to see in some of those dances and what you will experience with them. So, they are disseminating a little bit of information. Sometimes, you know, there's no right and there's no wrong way about this programming, other than the fact that, you know, we're similar in our legends and what we've heard. I've been traveling the Powell Trails all my life, which is almost 50 years now. And these are some of the things that I've saw, I've heard, I've experienced, I've participated in, I've done. And so this is a little bit of that information disseminated to you so that you can have a better understanding once you get to the powwows and then, of course, the etiquette and respect that you can go ahead and exuberate to in your exuberation of what you will experience and what you'll see. So anyway, we've done the jingle dress, the women's traditional, southern, northern, the fancy shawl, the hoop dance first of all, and then we got into the men's categories, men's traditional, grass, and the men's fancy. A little bit what we didn't get and cover was the chicken dancing, which is another dance that has exploded onto the Powell Trail. This is an old traditional dance, and you're going to experience that. It's the ones with the small, small bustles, and they definitely have their own category. There's quite a few of them around in this area now. And then also on the competition trails, and also the men's southern traditional, which is the men with the, they usually have a necklace of claws with the beaver caps on the top, with feathers and no bustle, and leggings front and back, breech cloth, beadwork. And so those are two distinctive also dances that are on the Powell Trail that you'll see. Now we're getting to the drums. And the drums, of course, you know, represent the seasons, which is circular, and the sun and the earth and the moon and the stars. And, of course, the sacred hoop. We all hear that, you know, things are in a circle, and if they're not in a circle, they curl up and try to be in a circle, which is the animals. They try to curl themselves up into a circle. And so there's a lot of significance to the drum. Also, a little bit about a drum. Scientifically, it's proven that when you pound the drum for about 8 minutes, the cells inside your body, you know what free radicals are, right? Well, those free radicals, they bust up your cells. It's a scientific proven fact that when you pound on the drum for steady rhythmically for about 8 minutes, it puts those cells back into place. So again, you know, we've known about these healing properties of the drum, and so that's why we go ahead and we go ahead and offer our same out to these sacred drums and ask them to help us. And they also, if there was no drums, there'd be no powwows. Again, you know, the earliest drums, you know, they found are across the seas, of course, but I know that the Native Americans have been here for a long, long time. We were not discovered. we have been here for a long time. And yes, these are our sacred lands. And of course, out of those sacred lands come these sacred drums. And these sacred drums are the heartbeat of our nation. And that heartbeat going out to all nations. I understand, you know, through reading and talking about drums and with other cultures, they have them too. They have all these other cultures have drums. I'm starting to realize that all these cultures have had drums in their societies, and how these drums all got here is, you know, all at the same time and experienced in different places. It's hard to say. All we know is that they're here, and they help the power get going. And with the sounding of the drum, they go ahead and start the powwows. Again, you know, these powwows are these drums were made for different reasons. And the drums that you're going to see at the powwow, you know, are traveling drums. I've always been told that, you know, these drums, been told by my elders that these drums, you know, were to help the people. And when we gathered, you know, they would sound. And when they sound, they'd sound far off. And people would hear them for a long, long ways away and would come. And so now a little bit about some of the different types of songs. I know we got like the Grand Entry, the Calling of the People, Call the Dancers on in into the Sacred Circle. And then we usually have a, you know, flag song, honor our eagle staffs and the flags under which our men and women have fought under. Keep these lands safe. We have those types of songs, and we also have let's see here, veteran songs, victory songs, the welcoming of those veterans and bringing them home and honoring them. I know that we're really big on those, and I've also in my time have experienced watching the veterans from other nations other than ours come on in and dance at these gatherings. And they've come, the non-Indians have, I've experienced, have come as far as California, from Washington, Montana, just to participate in certain powwows. And to come and to be honored at these powwows, and they come dressed, you know, in their combat uniforms, and come to dance in these, partake in these dances, knowing that the Native Americans definitely and highly honor our veterans. So, and then we have also after that we have our shake songs or crow hops, which are part of the Grand Entry. After those are done, we go into some intertribals. Intertribals meaning that all tribes can dance, not just Native Americans, non-natives too can come on in and participate and dance and enjoy the feeling of the of these beats of these drums and the songs, all these chantings, what they're doing and expressing themselves through song. So go ahead, come on in, participate, don't be afraid. And yeah, we'll talk more about power etiquette and different songs and another programming. Right now this program is coming to an end for the day. We'd like to thank you for tuning on in and listening to drum etiquette drum songs on this programming and about the earlier programs, which was dancing, and of course a little bit about the history before that. So tune in again next week and we'll continue on with the history of drum and dance. Have a good week. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Thanks, Miigwech.